This is Dr. Pedrina Benassi, philosopher, board patient, Maldonado De Lorenzo, date number 39969. Negative patient with ulcer, colitis, GERD, history of colon polyp. Submission of vaccine and the senescence of the cell, the shell, the blood, the special and cutting epithet, the gene biopsy and colonoscopy with biopsy. This one will be the gene of colonoscopy, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the scope of carry by the friends of insurance to cause the burners and second portion of second portion of your mind, the next biopsy, the second portion of Lula, the Phoenix will also go as a Crohn's disease for enter. There are two of brought back the bulk of the duodenum, moderate severe erosive duodenitis, biopsy will take a study diagnosis for intracardiogram, but as for endomyoga, serve biopsy with a competitor. But then with the inside, we have a stomach cardiac, fundus cardiac, and rapiscus. Low body stomach appear to be having inflammatory changes. Also, biopsy will take a separate jar. Biopsy will enter within a separate jar. So, we'll show you about your report. Grade A, Grade B, esophagitis, biopsy will take over better. Esophagitis, aerosol, including vegetarian patient, no complication. Patient will turn on KBI, jelly, paraglectum, super electrometer, super medicine, calls my infection, and call the paraplasia based on single question. Stemmy liver was intubated, because no longer biopsy will take for the worker for like a splash. It is from because of encephalitis. There is no evidence. Patient have very mild proctitis and mild left-sided encephalitis up to the distal descending colon. But the random biopsy were taken throughout the colon and separate jar. In the cecum appeared to be one tiny ulcer, which the biopsy said separately. Cecum also had the pseudo polyp slash thickened pole, which was biopsied for a slight diagnosis separately said separate jar, rural tubular adenoma, tubular villus adenoma. This could be inverted diverticulum. Random biopsy for them taken the cecum, ascending colon, transcolon, descending colon, and sigmoid colon, and they've all sent separate jars. Recommendation, away from the G-junction biopsy. If the G-junction biopsy comes negative, they repeat it for not for 1 year. Number two, away from the stomach biopsy from antrum and lower body of the stomach. Depending on the biopsy, if the biopsy comes out to be gastrointestinal malaplasia, then repeat up and ask you 1 year. Number three, start patient for tonic 40 mg per day and carapid 1 gram TID. Carapid 1 gram TID is going to be for 3 months, or protonic is going to be 40 mg per day on a regular basis. Wait for the duodenitis biopsy, for the moderate erosive duodenitis, depending on the biopsy comes out. If the biopsy goes out to be atypical cells, the patient will need to have an appendiscopy ultrasound for the evaluation. Otherwise, a bit for the next recommendation is going to be a bit for the cecal polyp slash forward slash pseudopolyp forward slash inverted mucosa, inverted diverticular mucosa. If the biopsy goes out positive for tubular adenoma or tubular villus adenoma, then bring the patient back in for a possible colonoscopy or possible polyphectomy. Otherwise, fecal also biopsy and rest of the colon biopsy. If all the biopsy comes negative for any tubular adenoma, tubular adenoma or dysplasia, then repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. continue with the mesalamine. The patient is going taken at this particular time. Depending on how symptomology happens, the patient starts having weaker ulcerative colitis symptoms, then biological agents can be tried. But at this time, since it looks like it's in sort of remission with the mild colitis, we continue the mesalamine in this particular moment. 1.2 gram BID. Follow up to this condition, please send a card to your primary care provider, Dr. Diarco, D-E-A-R-C-O, Diarco Lopez, and come with Dr. Farham Sari. Their procedure was May 8th to 23rd, Bishop up next.